Well, hello and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of June, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. It's certainly been pretty good here at the Veg Ground podcast. We have managed to do quite a bit of gardening this weekend, including heading down to the allotment and rebuilding my beds. Now, I've been on call this weekend, so I was expecting to get called out, but luckily that didn't happen. So I head down to the allotment yesterday morning, rebuilt all four of my beds, and I sprayed onto each piece of wood my plot number. Now, of course, it is going to be easy if somebody does steal them, and I'm feeling very uneasy about the wood, I'll be honest with you, because I fear it could be stolen again. But I've done what I can to try and prevent it from happening again. But yeah, rebuilt those beds. I've planted out some sweet corn, tomatoes, cucumbers into all those beds. And I've just got a few more squash plants to go out. And then that should pretty much fill up all our beds. Although I need to do more beans because they seem to keep getting eaten this year. So fingers crossed we will get away with that. Also, while down on the allotment, I cut down some comfrey and trimmed the elder tree a little bit to make it look better should any inspections come along. And I have harvested some rhubarb, broad beans, quite a lot of broad beans for that matter, but also the first of our first early potatoes, new potatoes or salad potatoes if you like. Absolutely delicious. Pretty decent amount. And I'm pretty happy with what we've got so far. I'm going to have to keep rummaging around the soil. And what I will be doing is as I remove first early potatoes, I remove the plants. That frees up that bed, which can then be planted up with some of our brassicas, for example, purple sprouting broccoli, or our Brussels sprouts can go in there as we go along, ready for winter. So that's the plan there. So yeah, we managed to do quite a bit on the allotment yesterday. I went down there this morning and gave everything a good watering as well. And I will do the same tomorrow after work. So yeah, the allotment has come along. Back at home, we have given the front garden a good tidy up, cleared out a lot of weeds. Our front garden is our fruit area, so we've got a lot of fruit trees and bushes in pots, all of which needed a good watering and a good feed, which we'd done. But I've also given them a bit of a prune and a tidy up. You'll hear more about this tomorrow on the podcast, of course. But given those all good prune and tidy up, that should see them through for a good while yet. Looks like it's going to be very productive out the front there and should get plenty of decent fruit from there. Now, something else I've done today is I've sown the carrots from this month's pack. Carrot is Belicium 2, which is a main crop variety. So what that means is that it will stay in the ground. It will give you a decent sized carrot. It won't be an early variety. It'll be a main crop and it should store quite well. Now, I've sown these down on the allotment just behind the greenhouse in an area where the soil is quite loose, free draining soil. I've given it quite a bit of time, given hoeing through the beds, raking over the soil to make sure it is in decent condition. And then I've just sown the seeds. Now, I've basically just sort of scattered them, broadcast sown them all over the bed and then given the bed a bit of a rake over to try and make sure that the seeds are well dispersed amongst the bed, a bit like I did with my parsnip bed. Giving it good watering, and we will wait and see until they germinate. Now, I haven't worried too much about spacing. You could really worry about spacing, but in my case, I haven't worried too much about it. Now, as long as we keep the soil consistently moist, we should get the seeds to germinate. And once they start emerging and growing, we will start thinning them out. We want to really give them about 25 to 30 centimetres of space as they grow. Now, 10 centimetres of space as they grow. Ideally, what I like to do is thin them out once they are large enough to handle, and you get a tiny, thin carrot. Well, those tiny, thin carrots are still edible, so I like to try and eat those thinnings. That way, we're not wasting any potential food. And, of course, the carrots left behind will grow bigger and bigger. We can still thin those out as we go, but as they get bigger and bigger, they will eventually reach their full size. Now, in terms of feeding, they don't really need much in the way of feed. A good balanced fertilizer before sowing, it does work and does help. And sometimes a bit of a nitrogen-rich fertilizer also helps halfway through their growing cycle. Something like Epsom salts or something like that will help, but they don't need much at all. And then keep them weed-free, of course, but once they are, you know, 70, 80 days, couple of months' time, 3 months' time, they should be ready for harvesting. Just pull them out the ground and enjoy. Won't taste anything better. Carrots, I think, are some of the best when they are homegrown. Now, what else have we... What else have I got to talk about tonight? Well, I am really looking forward to going to Gardeners World Live. I'm there Friday and Saturday. If any of you are going on either of those days, give us a shout. We'll meet up and have a cup of coffee or something. It would be really, really cool. I absolutely love Gardeners World Live. I've been going for several years now. I really look forward to it. It's the real... For me, it's a gardener's show. It is one that appeals to everybody. I find the RHS shows to be a little bit clicky, or certainly Chelsea, but Gardeners World just feels pretty down to earth. Malvern is pretty good as well, actually, for that fact. But yeah, Gardeners World, I really look forward to going. I will be getting there about 9 o'clock on Friday morning. I'll leave home about 5:30, drive all the way up there. I will be recording podcasts, recording videos, taking photos, and just enjoying the show as well. I'm on the lookout for some decent plant labels that I can use in our trees out the front. And what else am I going to be looking for? At the moment, it's all I can be really think I'm going to be looking out to buy. I want to see, and I will see, Adam Frost's edible garden, because that's been highlighted to me as a feature for this year. There's some workshops as well. Signed up for Lucy Chamberlain's workshop, more because I like to support Lucy, but also because it's a grow your own workshop, and I'm looking forward to doing that too. So looking forward to 2 days of garden shows. Now, added to that, what I want to say, if you are going, what I've discovered is the cheapest way for parking is to buy your tickets, your parking tickets from Gardeners World. Now, you may already have tickets for the event, but you can get parking tickets from there as well. Now, the NEC, where it is at, they usually charge something like £17-18 for the day, which is what we got charged when I went for the photography and video show back in March. And that's if you do it on the day. If you book it in advance, it brings it down to something like £12, so save a bit of money. But through doing it through the Gardeners World website, it brought it down to £8. Now, I think what's happened there is that there was a lot of people complaining about the price of parking, which I quite agree with last year. I think when you're going to these events, parking should be free because they want you to spend money in the show. If you're spending money just parking the car, you're not going to have money to spend inside. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, so I think they've listened to that feedback and have done something about it, which, you know, my hat's off to them. That is what I want to hear about. Fantastic, fantastic. So, yeah, really looking forward to that show and everything going on there. And I hope you are going to be looking forward to the show if you are going too. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and head to bed. Thank you so much for joining me. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.